the Rosh and your Dalai with Aleph. Avim Tim Solomar. Kim the Absha the Chule Kaili. Klamar. Loisimna Nazirus Loilam Milochol La Alter. The Nazirus, which he's making, which is going to supposed to be forever, should prevent the other Nazirus Minchal. The other Nazirus should prevent the Nazirus Loilam from being Chal right now, as opposed to after he finishes the short Naziris. So does he mean that it should be Chal now, or the Naziris Lailam should be Chal now or later? The fact that I have this other Naziris on the horizon doesn't prevent the Naziris Lailam from being Chal now, because I can say the plan is Mishum Bittul Naziris Shalachar Chav. If I start the Naziris Lailam now, I can't do the other Naziris. Therefore, Nazir Slavim shouldn't be Chal now. The Kimon Efshel Lachuli Al Nazir Shalachar Chav, meaning Kishomer Umeyachshav Nazir Loelam. So we are estimating in his das, he meant Hayibedai to Shiachul Meyad. Let it start. Well, Nazir Shalachar Chav Yeluch Etzol Chacham Meyad Loi Rehu Keilu Kaim. So he's taking care of everything he needs to do. What about if he's already Nazir Shim Shalachar Chav? Once he starts the Nosir Stam, he has to interrupt it in 20 days. And therefore, so he will never be able to come to Gilwuch. By starting the Naziris, the Naziris Shimshon, he cannot fulfill his other Naziris. V'gam ein shela the Naziris Shimshon could eat a perik basa the makas. V'chayli alei klal Naziris shalom adyoim. So the Kabbalah of the Naziris Shimshon should prevent the Naziris, other Naziris from being chal. And he said Naziris Shimshon first. He just said it's in Michal 20 days from now, but he said it first. So that Kabbalah that's already in place of a Nazir Shimshon to take effect in 20 days would prevent the Naziris for now to take effect, period. Okay. Now going back to that case, the dinner the hikrid sar mekel batar, maybe give a behemus. So that's the first question, Michael, because there is a way. So the girsa, which the Mishavur, the Rosh said before, was that you have to be gerus nazar le'olam, but not nazar olam, because nazar olam you can make a batar. So potentially the kabbonis can be brought. So therefore, we're saying with the case before was nazar le'olam, which prevents him from bringing the kabbonis, because he can't get a haircut. But Nazir Olam, which he could, there's no shayla. This Yesh Reforshim learned already. Nazir Lacher, the case was Nazir Olam. One second. No, Shem is wrong. He flips it around. The person said, we have already knows lachar chafiyim and me'achshav nazar olam. He has already knows lachar chafiyim. Oh no, sorry, me'achshav nazar olam. But since he can bring karbonas, that's good for the tzad that it works. It seems to learn the now. Explain it. The bein naziris meruba bein naziris muetis chayli. the case where you had either a 30-day Naziris or a 100-day Naziris to start, then a second Naziris of 30 days, which starts in 20 days, if that works, Shani Hosan Bloy Havi Hafsik Kuli Hai, the Dharma Hulu Naziris Echot, the Mayotam, the Dharma Hulu Naziris Echot. Achas, the bnei chada baksa inu. It's all one type, so we can it can fuse into like basically one naziris. Avol hachi yichayli mihashta nazar olam. If the nazar olam starts now, kiv naziris da'achar esrim eno kiyotze b'klal. It's a different type of Naziris. So then Havi Hefsik. So the problem is not that you cannot become the second Naziris. The second Naziris will act as a Hefsik in the first Naziris. And therefore, Hechol L'chayli, Nasa Arlam, Aracha Shiyashim Nazirusoy, Shalachar Kofiyoy. Adimul Afil Hachi is Chayal Mehashta. The Nasa Arlam is Chayal. This is the second Sad. And then Khimoto Khapya Miyasik Yim Nazirusoi Vigaleach Vyasal Nizirusoilam. So the second Naziris will be done, even though it'll be a hefsik. But since that's how you set up your Naziris, that doesn't act as the bedin of a hefsek, which is mevatel your Naziris Olam. We ask your Naziris Olam, kibun the afshar la chuli and Naziris to lacher chav, will have a hefsek klal. I'm not sure if it's on the Sora. What is the possibility of being shoyal have to do with the issue here is the hefsek? Okay. Tosis says it also. He says a lot of the verses Michaela, like four lines before the ends. The chashav half sukkas nazirusai kibin should be other lishol al nazirus shal shloshim yom. By us nazirus olam lefano bli hefsek. He'll also feel a loishol on nazirus to lamed yom. Yochel nazirus olam mehashlo. Since I could be maps, could be shoyal. So the fact that there's this other zeros on the horizon doesn't prevent the zeros from being chal. And then when it comes, even though that will act as a hefsek, we say that since. No, I mean this pshat is learning that it is a hefsek, but since this is how we set it up, it doesn't have a it's not a mevatel the kiyum of your neder. This is the neder that you made. And that's why it works. So you have you've created a as it were a different type of a Kabbalah and you're in a Nesiris Olam than usual. It's the Nesiris Olam which starts, has a hefsek, and then continues, but since it's how you set it up, it's okay. So then the reason the Nesiris Olam is chal is not because you can be shoyel. It's chal because you're able to set up such a...
Okay.
Now let me tell you, it's only chayil because it could be shayil, which means that means this really is a problem in your Kabbalah. So why isn't it a problem in the actual execution of it? Yeah, but the rush seems to be masber that the Gemara Shaila is the case over there of the Naziris of Lam and then the Naziris of Lam and after Chav, or the Naziris of 100 and the Naziris of Lam and after Chav. It's not a hefsek because we look at it as one; it becomes one unit. Because they're similar, but over here it's different. So it should be a hefsek. So therefore what? Therefore, you're setting up the zeros for a hefsek. Leaving aside the Kabbalah issue, did he mean it or not? I mean, how could if it's true bona fide hefsek, because he's going to be not going to serious for 30 days and get a haircut, which another Zarlam doesn't do. Mm-hmm. So why don't we have a bigger problem over here that we can't set up this whole region can't is not allowably sanctioned to be set up. So you seem to say, no, if this is how you set it up, the sad that it works is because if this is how you set it up, this doesn't act as a chesoron in your Nazir Asylum. Because this is what you arranged. So it's okay, so, but why is it chayil? Because you could be shayil. The reason why it's chayil is because you're able to, once you're, this is a valid way to execute it, so why shouldn't it be chayil? Like, what's the sound that it shouldn't be chayil? So, but the rush is saying that's what you're going to do. See if So you're saying that there is the reason why it's chayil is because theoretically I can be shoyel. So therefore we don't look at it as a reason why the Nazarim it doesn't start. In Echanami, after Chav, he theoretically should be shoyel in order not to have a hefsek in the Zeru Zalim, but if he wasn't shoyel, he's clear to keep Gelder Neder, and he was mafsek.
Well, he's mechiv to be what?
The sukkah doesn't occur until the haircut. Right?
Correct.
So he has until then. And if he never gets a haircut, and never brings a korbanot on the Nazir Shloshim, then there's no hexes.
Yeah, but the rush is lost in it. He must have chafiyah and yafsek. We even the zirusa beigalech beyafsel and zirusarlam. So, is that an acceptable option or not? He seems to present. I think that's an option. Well, if that's an option, so then that's why it's chal. But why is it chal? Because you're tefshel of chulei. It sounds like he's saying that it's not really an option, but the mice, it's an option. So I'm trying to figure out what those words mean.
First part of that is an if explaining the problem.
No, but this is the side that it works. He's going from the side that it works. Do you say since Abahachi Chayim Mehashter Nazar Olam Kiven the Zirus Lach Yesim Eno Ki Yesim Bechlal Havi Hefzik Hichol Lechayim the Nazar Olam Had Lachash Ashiachu Yashlim Zirus Lachad Lachav Yair? That's the side that it's not the Zirus Olam is not Chal now because the Zirus of after 20 is going to be a steer to it, so it's a Hefzik. So therefore, the Zirus Olam is not Chal now. And you say no, it's Chal now, and when you become to then, you'll be Mapsik. I mean, okay, that sounds like, well, okay, no problem. And so this is why it's a Chal, because you can be Shoyal.
But that's not that you're going to be Mapsik, it's rather you're going to be Shoyal.
He doesn't say that. He says that, I understand, but. He could have written the Dilma, it's called Mehashta, even though it is a hapsik, because he has an option of being Shoyal. He could have left out that whole line of what and the mashmal is being, and when you get there, you should be Shoyal. Okay. And that was his other pshat. That you're supposed to be shoyal. It seems like that's okay. Who didn't have much of the miboy already knows the erlam lacher chaf yoim umi actually knows the stam the motzinami the shule another erlam. That's a new case. It's not the case of the Gemara. So he could have had a different Shiloh. That the person is being makabel, he's already knows the lacher chafiyot. After starting 20 days, he's going to become a nazar olam. And the actually is a nazar stam.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
That so over there. The question is, does the fact that there's this Nazar Olam looming on the horizon prevent this Nazir from being Chal, because it's going to undermine the integrity of this Naziris, because once the Nazar Olam starts you cannot finish your Naziris? Or do we say that since it could, I could be Shoyal, therefore the Naziris is Chal, and when I get to Yom Chof, I have a headache, I can't finish it, but it doesn't prevent it from starting?
Well, Shuli and Nazir Olam, then the Shali would be on the part of the letter about being another Olam, and maybe you'd be much of that part.
Well, I understand this. I'm not sure the Russians say that you are Mokriyev. I'm dealing with the question right now, is this Naziris start? Does this Naziris start? So I say, well, it can't start because there's something in the future which is going to prevent it from being working, so if it doesn't start at all. So, no, that's not true, because I have a way to deal with that thing in the future, therefore this starts. Now what happens in day 20? I don't know. Well, that's not my Shiloh. My Shiloh doesn't start. Right? So he's saying, well, yeah, it starts. No problem, it starts. That's the side, because I can be Shoyal. Now, when I get there, either I'm a Kriv to be Shoyal, or no. So something happened which prevents me from finishing it. So I didn't finish it. He doesn't seem to be committing to that side. Okay. Amar Kamosha Bashiva Ba'adr Mahu. You mean in the Havi Kabbalah's Nazirus? This is Stam Shail, nothing to do with this idea of nesting one Nazirus inside of another. But the Mistama Beyom Shenifta Moshe Rabbeinu Rabu Noizre Nazirus Machmasar. So I said, I want to be like the situation in Klal Yisrael when Moshe was after Shiva Ba'adr. So when like Moshe on Shiva Ba'adr. Well, Moshe was born in Shiva Ba'adr and he died in Shiva Ba'adr. When he died in Shiva Ba'adr, the reaction in Klal Yisrael was Noizre Nazirus. So therefore, that's what he meant. Odilma, lo Noizre Nazirus. People in Klal Yisrael undertook Nazirus. So he says, I'm planning to have a party on Zion Adar. So what did he mean? So Shat Mia Kamaisa Amarini Nazar Brysa, he sets a Brysa. Now for the rush. So this suggests over here that we should put the gears of Rachakach Manashmarnim. So the Bryce says, and the Bryce says, the person is a Nazar, Lacher Esim Yoim, now he's 100, so he does 20. He interrupts and does the 30, and then he finishes off the 80 afterwards. So on that, at the rush, what the Midrash says in the Eloi Ben, Ad Ein Lahisiklum. So, in a case where he was Makabal and Aziris of 100 days, and then the child was born during the 100 days, so up to day 70 it works out fine. Because he still has, he interrupts his Naziris of 100, he's doing the Naziris of the child of 30, and he goes back to his other Naziris, which has at least 30 days left over. But it sounds like after that, the Mivla Nazar Shalkov, the Sech Nazar Kuf. So the Rosh is saying over there, the halacha is, he actually fulfills both the theories simultaneously. Because he has 30 days left, he'll be Makayim, the 30 days of the child within the 100 days of the other Naziris. Now here we're not saying that the Naziris of the 30 days is absorbed into the 100. Yishamad ha'ocha im isa the kvanosa l'havliya, that he meant it should be absorbed. The Naziris which starts after day 20. You know what I mean? It's a 30-day Naziris, but it starts after day 20. That's what he means, is a Naziris Shalchav.
But who isn't the Mithla? I mean,
it's going to be absorbed. It's going to be done simultaneously.
I mean, double...
I'll double duty, right.
So the total time period will still be
100 days. 100 days. So the Mishnah is saying, until, if a child is born before day 70, he just does 100 days. Because the 30 of the child will be absorbed into the 100 of the first Naziris. So over here also say the same thing.
What after? So this is a new idea. Until now we've always said that it would be at any given day it's one of the two Naziris only.
Correct. So Zakhtar Rush, so how does this sug over here, which is assuming that they're independent, fit with that halacha that they can be done simultaneously? That whole the Kabbalah doesn't make any sense. That we don't have an indication that he means Vidafka not to absorb that in the other. Because he said, listen, I want to be Noeg in the Zeris now of 100 days, which I might finish before the child's born. And then I'll be Noeg in another Zeris after the child's born. And if they end up overlapping, so they overlap, and we'll do it as one. But over here, there's no logic at all for him to say this second Kabbalah if it's absorbed into the first one. I can't say it, but obviously he didn't say that. Because what was he macabre then?
So if he said it's not, it's not the result. The result instead is 20 days, 30 days in this year, and then another 80
days. Right.
And not just 100.
Right.
With the trial, because it's outside his control, there's the possibility of the delay.
We don't.
It allows that.
As being a possibility, right?
What?
Okay. So the Gemara. New sugya, or new point to the sugya. Okay. So going back in the Mishnah. So Mishnah says that he's a Nazir, the Kashil or Ben Ibn Nazir. So he's Maslow and Moina Eshaloi, and then he's Maslow. If the child's born, he interrupts the Shaloi, he's a Moina the Ben, and then he goes back to his. So that second case, where he interrupts the first Naziris from the Naziris of the child. He became tame during the years of the child. So Loch is tuma is soisu. So he did 20. He did, let's say, for argument's sake, he did 20 days. The child was born. Now he interrupts his nazirus of the 30 days, and he does the 30 days of the child, and he became tame. And they, in this formulation, on day 35 he became tame. So he's been in nazir for 35 days, 20 for his own, and 15 for the child. So he loses 15 days, and he has to start over the child again. So what happens? 20 days, 15 days, he loses the 15 days, so he starts over again. So day 35, he has to do another 30 days, instead of finishing on day 60, on day 50, I'm sorry, of this story. He only finishes on day 65. Now day 65, he has to be mashlim his original series. Is that 10 days? Or 30 days, because there was a stira in his aziris. Nitzav b'mei b'noi. Rechon Amr Soyser, Rishlokosh Amr Enna Soyser. So Rechon says that not only is it Soyser, the Naziris that he committed for the child, it's also Soyser, the Naziris he committed for himself. Rishlokosh says, no, it's Enna Soyser. Basically what happened was that he put his Naziris on hold, and he's been knowing a different Naziris. So that Naziris that he's being knowing right now, the Tumah is as a soiser. But his first Naziris, which has been put on hold, he's not being knowing the Naziris right now that the Tumah should be a soiser. So Birchon Omar soiser, Chala Naziris Arichtahi. Since that which he's putting it, that we're allowing him to interrupt and be knowing the Naziris for the child in the middle is because we look at it as one long Naziris. They're basically the same thing. So therefore, it's still here that Shaykh didn't have steer on it. We look at each one as a separate Naziris. So when he's being knowing the Naziris of the child, he's not being knowing the Naziris for himself. So that he's not being knowing the Naziris. There's no difference in being Soyser when the Tumah happens.
That's how he explains
it. Okay. So, fine. That's now the Gemara. What about the following? Did so the law is when a person becomes a mitzara during his naziris, a person became a naziris, he started being knowing the naziris, and then he became a mitzara. So the law is that during the, if he becomes a mitzara during the naziris, while he's a mitzara mukhlut, that period of time doesn't count towards the naziris. So for argument on day 20 he became a mitzara mukhlut, and now he became tamei meis during the time of being a mitzara. See, if you look at the timing of mitzara, which it doesn't count towards the naziris, it's like he's on another right now, so then the tumah of tumas meis is in search of the naziris. If you look at that, the naziris is still, as it were, being it's still there, just he can't count these days towards the naziris. Now that he became tamei meis during that time, he loses his earlier days of naziris.
Why is the tzaras suspended with the naziris?
Sukkim?
It wasn't obvious to me when I was learning
English. Yeah?
It wasn't obvious to me when I was learning English.
Okay, we'll have the drushes. It's not a portion of us. No. So we have a number of soyser. Rishlokas Rama and a soyser. He's still a Nazir, but he can't be Noig in his Naziris during these days. So, but that doesn't take away the fact that he's a Nazir. Similar to what we're saying over here in our Mishnah, that his first Naziris is still there, just he can't be Noig because there's another Naziris that he has to be Noig, which he was Makabal first. But really, the first Naziris is there, and when he becomes Tomei, it's Soyser that earlier Naziris. So while he's a Mitzara in the middle of his Naziris, he's an Ozer, and therefore the din of Steiris, Tumas Meis is Soyser, is relevant. While you're not being known that Naziris is like the Naziris is not there, that there's a din of Tumas Meis to be Soyser. Similar to what we're saying over here, that when he's when he starts the Naziris of the child, that puts the Naziris as if he's not being knowing it, because he cannot fulfill it during these days. So he's not fulfilling it during these days, like he's not a Nazir. So there's no din of that Tumas Meis is Soyser. The more Betricha, the Maisa, even though they're similar, they're not exactly the same. These remember Hakamaisa, just in the first case, he Omer Birchon and Soyser, Shem Naziris Achasi. We don't look at an haga of the naziris of the son as a taking away the other Naziris, because really it's Naziris and Naziris. So that's what Rav Nachman says, it's still here, therefore the stira is relevant. If Saras is a local that prevents Naziris from being Mekuyim, so it in some way puts the Naziris on hold. And therefore, the Tumah should not be Soiserit. So just say the second case. I don't think that he is mutter,
even though he's Rishlakish.
But I was looking into it a little bit late last night, early this morning, however you want to say it, and I didn't get that clear. I was trying to figure that out. Like, is that the Mechotu Rechem Mishlokish? If it is, it bothered me. The Mormon says Tzrichasa, which at first glance seems very strange. I mean, these are two totally separate sugyas. Because over here he's definitely a nazir still. Just we're trying to understand what's the halacha concept of a naziris nested inside of another naziris. If we're arguing when that lima that we have, that Taras doesn't allow the Naziris to be effective, how far does the Torah take that? It's like he's on the Nazir at all. He's allowed to drink wine. So obviously there's a Tzrichasa. I can't let out one. The fact that Mora makes the Tzrichasa indicates to me that he is a Nazir with the dinim of a Nazir. Just he can't fulfill his Naziris. So the more said, let's see what's over here. He's another dinim of a Nazir, just he can't fulfill it right now because there's something else he's got to do.
In the case of the child,
you know, the case of Taraz. So then it's similar to the case of the child. The only problem is then, but on the other hand, the in Reish Lakish, he learns that the Slima, they put. How do we know that that's how you look at it? I'm just thinking now. I just have an interesting idea. So there's Prism of Kabbalah Zira. So he has three dinim on himself. He has Isur Yayin, Anavim, all those things. He has an Isur of Giluach, and he has an Isur of Tumah. That with that he's metabol and mesim, it's soiser is a different din. The iser of being metabol and mesim and the din that they're soiser are two different din. One, he has an iser. Now, what happens if he does it? A person drinks wine during the series and says, "Well, you drink wine, I get to over again." You over the vary, you get malchus, and that's it. A person's you know, a person was makabel naziris of 100 days, and day 50 he cuts his hair, so he did an aveira. Mitzad, the kiyum of the naziris, we'll have to figure out what the law is. He needs a gittel sar of 30 days, so he has 30 days left. He wasn't allowed to megaleach. He was megaleach. So did he mean a hundred days length of hair in mitzvah? It was 100 days. Comes up, Torah says, you know, you're not a mitzvah mason. You know what? By the way, if you're a mitzvah mason, you're soiser. So Zakri Shlok is that a law of being soiser is only relevant while you're being noik naziris. It doesn't mean you have a hat to drink a tamal mason. Not totally zebezer. The same, you don't have a hat to drink. You don't have a hat to be a tamal mason. If you are a tamal mason, there's a second din that it's soiser. You know what? Over here it's not soiser. It's only being soiser while you're actually being noik. You're not being noik right now. You're not counting your days, so it's not soiser a day. In regards to the halachas of what you have to be noik, we said yisurim. The yisurim is still there. I mean, maybe that's the way to approach it. Okay, it's okay.